This audio MP3 book and text can be downloaded from audiomp3books.com. More of Miles Mathis's musings can be read at milesmathismusingsandcommentaries.com. All of these extracts are from Miles Mathis's website mileswmathis.com. It is being leaked that I may have been a topic at Bilderberg last week. I have received an anonymous tip that my work was discussed under the topic The Post-Truth World. What is a post-truth world and what does Bilderberg mean by that? Well, mainstream sources are telling us Bilderberg is concerned about a post-truth world, but my guess is that is an inversion. They aren't concerned about a post-truth world, they are concerned about a world where more and more people have access to the truth. They are concerned about a post-lies world. What happens if people don't believe the lies anymore? I call it a post-Hawking world. The crash and burn of that project back in January obviously got these people's attention. But we have already seen their response, since it is already out there, and has been for a long time. They have been in crisis mode since 911, since nobody bought that one. Their response was not to back off the fakes for a while, it was to ramp up the fake events. If they couldn't create belief, at least they would create confusion. They have been trying to bury the truth under an avalanche of competing lies, surrounding every truth with 1,000 lies. But even that isn't working, since the truth tends to shine out with its own light. It is like the Arkenstone hidden in a vast dark hall. But introduce one moment of light, let smog roar for the tiniest moment and the jewel flashes out. Anyway, if we have learned anything about the opposition in the past decade of engagement, it is that he is his own worst enemy. The Bilderberg bozos are also their own worst enemies, since they seem to have the uncanny ability to do the wrong thing at all times. They haven't seemed to recognize that Project Chaos only works on a slow burn. It doesn't work as a 24/7 conflagration. The past decade has proved that. Yes, a lot of confusion has been created, but that has just made people more hungry for the truth and more hungry for normalcy. The governors seem to have forgotten how well the pre-9/11 project was working before they kicked it into overdrive and broke the mechanism. Just to remind them, were they losing money back in the 1950s? Not that I remember. Were we right on the cusp of a revolution? Not according to the history books. Things were pretty quiet, and it wasn't because of the recent war. It was because the levels of propaganda were so much lower then. Yes, everything was a lie even then, but it was a smaller, less noisy, more believable lie, so fewer people questioned it. The propaganda now is way too in our faces, and we are spitting it back out. The blue pill ingestion requires a subtle massaging of the throat, not a violent force feeding. The older shows were infinitely subtle, quiet, and tasteful compared to the newer ones. All were and are intended to create an audience of complacent consumers, but there are many types and levels of complacent consumers, as we now see with hindsight. The point is, I am not the problem. The governors themselves are the problem, since they have forgotten how to govern. They are creating their own problems with these overblown projects. If they wish for things to calm down, all they have to do is calm down themselves, and order Intel to calm down. If they want more stability, they can create it. All they have to do is quit creating instability on purpose. Insert people back into families, create some normalcy, and slow things down. They know you are hungry for the truth, so they should try to trump me by making you think they are coming clean. If they want to be trusted again, this is their only hope. They don't have to admit to all the lies, do they? They just have to once again make some real effort to appear like white hats instead of black hats. Most of us now think these people are evil, which is not surprising since they make very little effort not to look evil. But since they have all the resources of the media, it seems like they could cleanse their image if they wished. Apparently they have forgotten how. In other words, the hired PR firms are failing. Intel is failing. The whole structure of governance is unwinding, and it would be unwinding with or without my papers. As I have said many times before, there are many splits in the ruling families and in Intel, and we see that again here. The ruling families are worried about their image, as they should be. But shutting me down won't change that. They need to do some house cleaning. Whoever thought it was a good idea to go down this current path in 2001 should be fired or sent to Elba or something. The faction promoting the post-9/11 world needs to be purged. As I have also said before, it is one pretty obvious faction that is creating all the problems from top to bottom, and it is because this faction thrills in the jackboot. They figure why massage your throat when they can ram it. They will lie even when they don't need to, because the lie tastes better to them. They prefer theater to reality, since their own private realities are so paltry and unsatisfying. But this faction is a new phenomenon, as we can see by the rapid changes of the past 60 years. Yes, the world has long been run on theater, but not the pseudo-satanic theater that has completely taken over. It used to be that was a small part of the entertainment offered, but now it is pretty much the whole package. This indicates the worst faction was not in charge back then, and they are still only a part of the machine. They have been resisted and are still being resisted, but not forcibly enough. I would say the families must deal somehow with this faction if they are recreate any semblance of stability, not only for us but for themselves. It is time to rein Loki in. There is no possibility of such an overthrow, given the state of the world. My job is to promote a successful revolution, not a failed one, right? In my opinion, a successful revolution will be achieved by talking sense to everyone, them included. I am not just talking you off the ledge, I am talking them off the ledge. If they do that, they may find their lives are not so paltry and unsatisfying after all, and they may not need to hide out in a dark theater, rolling their dice and spinning their webs. What is fraudulent peer review? However, even this is misdirection, since in admitting to some small amount of fraudulent peer review they want you to think. There is non-fraudulent peer review. There isn't. It is all fraudulent. Meaning, it is all rigged in favor of mainstream science, which is owned, controlled, and manufactured by the trillionaire investment groups like Blackstone and more specifically by the individuals behind them. Peer review is nothing more than institutional protectionism and gatekeeping. If you are a real outsider like me, your chance of being given a fair hearing by the mainstream is zero. That is not a theory or an empty claim. My entire career is proof of it. My readers who are now legion know this firsthand, and there is no use trying to convince them otherwise. It would be like trying to convince sensible people that banks are not rigging the interbank rates or stealing from retirement accounts, or that major sporting events are not being fixed. The entire world is rigged and everyone now knows that. So although some may think there are some broad similarities between Fomenko and me, I draw your attention instead to the major differences. He is a mainstream mathematician, a member of all the clubs, and is published by the largest science publisher in the world, which is a subsidiary of one of the largest conglomerates in the world. While I am not. He is a fake outsider and revolutionary, while I am a real one. Which is why I have no institutional affiliations, no mainstream promotion, and am actually as fiercely anti-promoted by the mainstream as anyone alive. For those reasons alone, you should not expect me to be an ally of Fomenko. You should also not expect to be able to accept us both. You have to choose. I already publish my work open access, don't I? And I don't pay a fee to anyone. I have driven right around the gatekeepers, which is why they are so mad. Many of my physics papers have gone viral, with no help from these institutions, peers, or publishers. Why? Because I have good ideas that no one else has. That is what real science is. Showing that the Lagrangian and Hamiltonian are both unified field equations has been one of my greatest triumphs. I have proved that the charge field is embedded in both equations, which means they are not gravity only. At the quantum level, they are unified as well, though there the important thing is that they include gravity. So you can see yet another way that new chronology is aimed at me. It is wild misdirection away from not only real problems of historical analysis which I have done, it is also misdirection away from the real science and math I have done. It is another eyes-off project, meant to divert your attention to manufactured problems. This keeps you off the real stuff. If Fomenko has been working on this for decades, how can it be aimed at you? You weren't even working back then. Well, it wasn't originally aimed at me. Originally it was just another project of misdirection and opposition control. It was part of the worldwide Project Chaos. But once I hit the scene, new chronology was accelerated and turned in my direction, hoping to snare me and my readers. Very few people had heard of Fomenko before about 2008, but now he is being promoted like never before. But whether or not you agree I am right to take this stuff personally, I recommend you take it personally. Whoever you are, this crap is aimed right at you, and it's just a small part of an ever-increasing storm of agitprop and disinfo. If you are not angry in my defense, be angry in your own defense. You should be furious these projects are being run against you. The father of John D. Rockefeller was con artist William Avery Rockefeller, who was also known as Dr. William Livingston. It links us to the prominent Livingston family, which had previously been Earls of Livingston. That would mean the whole descent from Rockefellers of Germany is fiction, inserted by the Rockefellers and promoted to hide their ancestry. The Rockefellers are Jewish. Given the spelling Livingston, we can see that the Livingstons are probably the same as the Levinsons. The sons of Levi. The Schuylers and Livingstons later became linked to, or spawned, the Roosevelts, Kennedys, Bushes, Van Cortlands, and Van Rensselaers. So, the Rockefellers didn't come out of nowhere, as we are led to believe. They came from the old Jewish families of the East India Company. But the ancestors of the Livingstons predate even William the Conqueror. They were kings of Scotland, kings of the Hebrides, and lords of the Isles back before the year 1000. The same families have been ruling the West for more than 1,500 years. The Rockefellers were kings in 400 AD, and they are still kings. Nothing much changes except the form and extent of the con. But why would William Livingston change his name to Rockefeller? If he was from these ruling families already, why hide it? Because these ruling families don't want you to realize the extent to which they rule. They prefer to remain in the dark, so when things get too obvious, they hide. This is especially true where banking and similar con jobs are involved. It is not the exception, it is the rule. That is why we have seen so many name changes from the top families. Remember, the Windsor Sorrenti really Windsors. They are Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Saxe is just a variation of Saxe, which Chudgeyu started there. Lenin wasn't a Lenin, Stalin wasn't a Stalin, Hitler wasn't a Hitler, the Romanovs weren't Romanovs asterisk, and so on and so on and so on. 1. Stop resisting. The message, whatever the police or anyone else tells you, don't resist. Just say yes sir and go limp. That is where they want you. They want you to be a ragdoll the rest of your natural or unnatural life. They don't want you to know you have any rights, especially the right to remain silent. 2. They don't care if you are shocked or offended, as long as you are very afraid of the cops. They want you policing yourself, due to fear of a beating. This keeps you in line without them having to do anything real. 3. It once again plays into the Men Are Pigs project, since of course this fake violent policeman is a man. So it makes women distrust men further, adding to the already bloated economy of compensating products for sexless people. 4. If you are following this, you aren't following real events. They have to have a certain number of fake promoted events each week, enough to fill up the front pages, so they don't have to report on important real events. Well, then what should be on the front page instead of this? The death of science, the death of art, the looting of worldwide treasuries by the rich, the falsification of history, and so on. As just one specific example, whatever happened to the Libor scandal and surrounding scandals, where we found out the banks have rigged pretty much everything and are stealing trillions in a wide variety of illegal schemes. Funny how we haven't gotten any updates on that. As usual, the trillionaire families got off by paying some small fines and it was all swept under the rug. No one went to jail and we may assume they are still doing it, simply rerouting the stolen money in slightly different paths. What about 911? Why wasn't anyone ever prosecuted for that? It is now 17 years later, and nothing was ever done, except a faked killing of Osama bin Laden. Thousands of people should have been subpoenaed for that, including Cheney, Rumsfeld, Silverstein, Giuliani, Rice, Bush, the Joint Chiefs, and about half the intel agencies. What about TARP and PPIP and all those other scams, by which various big companies illegally dipped into the Treasury? Did they do anything about that? Any updates on that? No, the only thing they did is raise the debt ceiling, so they could steal more. What about the growing disparity between the rich and poor? No one is rash enough to suggest that it could be solved by preventing the rich from stealing so much so easily. All we would have to do is pass some laws and enforce them. Instead of using the military to harass the third world and the American middle class, we could use it to locate the illegal stashes of the billionaires and trillionaires, returning the stolen monies to the people. Instead of using intel to manufacture the media and the news, we could hire it to crack down on real fraud of all kinds, forcibly relocating all the caught criminals onto organic farms, where they would be compelled to help us grow healthy and natural food without chemicals. They could start with the owners and upper management of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Halliburton, Lockheed Martin, Philip Morris, DuPont, Monsanto, Freeport-McMoRan, Pfizer, Glaxo, Merck, Abbott, and so on. It isn't complicated, but I honestly don't see it happening. Why? Because I don't see any strong honest people left. They simply don't exist, not in government, not in military, not in intel, and not anywhere else. Yes, there are some relatively decent people left in the world, but they don't get into positions of power, and they aren't a majority. So the probability that Congress will somehow magically be repopulated by conscientious people, who will then pass sensible laws, is zero. It ain't gonna happen. But that doesn't mean I have lost all hope. I hope to continue to see the rich and powerful self-destruct in ever more fantastic ways, which they will. Although the most prominent destructions right now, like that of Harvey Weinstein, appear to be fake, behind the scenes the destructions are very real. Vice eats away at these people, with no help from you or me. We do not need to curse them, since they have cursed themselves. Nature takes these people down, and she is far more relentless and pitiless than any human could ever be. So do not lose faith. That is what they want you to do. Remember, the value of life is not judged on a worldwide scale, a nationwide scale, or a citywide scale. It is judged one soul at a time. The unjust may have fooled you into thinking they have prospered, but they never have, not even once. Although you should help others as widely as you can, you cannot right the world and are not responsible for its wrongs. You are responsible only for your own uprightness. See to that and all else will take care of itself. New paper, added May 1, 18, is the electrical universe controlled opposition? As it turns out, yes. Is the electric universe controlled opposition? Schwartz, Talbot, Shermer, Thornhill by Miles Mathis, May 1, 2018. I was watching some videos on YouTube of Stephen Crothers, when I noticed a Thunderbolts video in the sidebar called Michael Shermer Meets the Electric Universe. Michael Shermer Meets the Electric Universe. Thunderbolts, EU in its current incarnation, happened to arrive on the scene at the same time I did. They arose in 2005. At the very time I was first publishing on tides and the orbital ellipse. Previously, I had published big papers on the calculus, orbital dynamics, and relativity. I had already made a name for myself at Walter Babin's site, and had started my own website. In 2010 I published my first book and in 2011 my second. The Thunderbolts held their first conference the next year. Coincidence? Until now, I would have said so. Now, I no longer believe in coincidences. The Thunderbolts were set up to lose, not to me but to the mainstream. They are there to soak up dissatisfaction with legacy physics and to misdirect it into useless channels and responses. They pull you into their alliances and then cut your feet out from under you. After Scientific American thoroughly eviscerates you and everything you stand for, it is hoped you will give up and slouch back to the mainstream. After the newspapers and magazines refuse to report on the proceedings of your 40th National Conference in a row since it hasn't achieved anything worth reporting, it is hoped you will slouch back to the comfort of academic physics, holding your balls in your hands. Controlled opposition was created specifically to stall the revolution. The mainstream doesn't want you reading and following me, since I am a genuine threat to their hegemony. So they underwrite alternative ideas like those of ARP or the Thunderbolts. They give you an alternative second path to travel, hoping you won't ever recognize there are always more than two paths. Yes, the Thunderbolts were created to draw attention away from me and any like me. Those who run the world saw me coming. I doubt they saw me personally, but they knew someone like me would come along eventually. It has happened before and it will happen again, and they have schemes pre-manufactured to deal with it. They have cadres of agents specifically trained to deal with outbreaks of real science or any other truth, and since my arrival on the scene all the horns have blown and we have gone to Defcon 1. All the psychological units worldwide have suited up and been helicoptered in. The Thunderbolts are just a small part of the worldwide response. You may think I am joking, but just search on my name online and witness the number of ridiculous and pathetic psyops being run against me. From the Thunderbolts forums to Clues forums to X-Falso to RatWiki to Blind Light to Weespecker and on and on and on. Most people would wilt under all that, but I just laugh it off. I see it as a sign of my success, which it is. To see how the mainstream is losing, and to prove I am doing what the Thunderbolts are only pretending to do, I send you here, to remind you of what is really going on. This is what the mainstream doesn't want you to know. My science papers are not only outperforming anything the Thunderbolts have ever published, they are outperforming the mainstream university sites. On many topics, they are outperforming the encyclopedia sites themselves. Despite the fact that the numbers of many mainstream sites are padded using hidden links, see my outing of Facebook's fake numbers on my other site, on many topics my papers are outranking Wikipedia and the Encyclopedia Britannica, or ranking just below them. This is unprecedented, and is so astonishing it should be front page news. But don't expect to read about it anywhere but here, since you won't. Crothers is the only real thing at the EU conferences. All these people are using the same shallow slurs because they are reading from the same scripts. Graham Hancock was no threat to the establishment, since he was one of them. Promoted to serve up popular alternative theories that seem to question the establishment while doing them no real harm and threatening their hegemony in no real way. These theories are long on colorful historical examples, but never get around to addressing any specific problems. No one ever takes the time to slog through mainstream equations like I have, for instance, showing the specific errors and correcting them line by line. The proposals stay in the same state for decades, and no one in any century ever gets around to proving them or disproving them. That by itself is very curious. They create and promote any other opposition, to prevent you from discovering any truth. As we have seen in my papers on both sites, the truth was classified a long time ago as something too dangerous for normal people. Therefore, they create a mainstream version of everything which is a believable fiction, and pound it into you from the crib. But they know that some people will gag on this fiction, eventually seeing through it. So they have to create a second fiction for these people. To do this, they test the wind, to see exactly what people aren't buying. They then create a second story, and in the first chapters of that story they tell you what you already know, much of the mainstream story is garbage. In this way they hook you into the alternative version. Because they have admitted the mainstream is wrong, you trust them as an ally. They then lead you back out into the bushes, and you are lost for another few decades. By the time you figure out the second con, you are too old to do anything about it. They hook you by admitting what you already know: the upper levels of the mainstream are composed of a bunch of liars and frauds, and textbook physics is little more than an embarrassing edifice of fudged math and bad theory. Using real plasma physics as ballast, they then cobble together an electric universe replacement for the old Tinkertoy gravity model, and you feel like you have made some progress. But your progress is illusory, because the Thunderbolts were created to fail. Not only are their theories shallow and extremely limited, but they are purposely created to self-destruct upon any serious reading. Compared to me, these guys are one-trick ponies, who keep publishing the same 10 sentences over and over. In 40 years, they haven't solved a single actual problem. Conversely, in less than half the time, I have solved hundreds of major problems in physics back to the time of Euclid. While these bozos are wasting their time in conferences and chat rooms and YouTube videos, I am solving new problems, doing all the math and theory from the ground up. If you don't like the way that sounds, tough. That is the way it is, and you are going to have to get used to it. I have published roughly 500 articles, many of them ranking on the front page of Google on a search on that topic. These larger questions about earlier times in the solar system or galaxy can't even begin to be answered until we debug all our basic physics and math equations. For the same reasons I refuse to be diverted into the first moments of the universe or the interior of a black hole, I also refuse to be diverted into this popular catastrophism. Yes, these questions are somewhat more sexy, which is why people can be diverted into them, but they are far more squishy. We simply don't have the data or tools to answer them, for the most part. Using the naive single-field celestial mechanics we had when I entered the fray in 2000, there was no hope of answering any question about earlier states of anything. And again, the reason they are running these fake shootings is threefold. 1. They are preparing the public for the installing of body scanners at all public places, including all schools, sporting and entertainment events, casinos, and very soon grocery stores. I predict that soon after the body scanners are installed in schools, we will see a spate of fake grocery store shootings. As proof of the first part of that, note that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick immediately went on TV and said that schools have too many entrances and exits. Obviously, he wants to limit the entrances, so that he can place body scanners there. But ask yourself if that makes sense from the point of view of fire safety. Do you want to block off most exits? 2. This is part of the long-running and partially declassified Operations Chaos and COINTELPRO, by which the public is kept in a constant state of fear. This fear has many benefits for the governors, including the swelling of intel, military, police forces and jails. This fear also keeps gun sales astronomically high. Some tell you these events are run to promote gun control, but that is misdirection. Have you seen any meaningful gun control lately? No, any real gun control would cut into their sales, so you won't see it. The governors know they don't need to do anything about gun control, since these events are faked. The governors know that because they are faking them. This fear also keeps sales of many others' products brisk, since frightened and divided people spend far more money on compensating products than social and happy people. Social and happy people can entertain themselves with sex, conversation, and simple inexpensive games. But divided and frightened people require a slew of new drugs, potions, porn, media, cosmetics, and surgery to get them through the day. 3. The New Yorker has already posted a piece on the ordinary terrorist. Here is the subtitle: The Notion of a Regular Person Committing Horrific Acts of Violence, such as the Santa Fe High School shooting, for petty human reasons is terrifying in itself. Surely you can see through that. More fear creation. Everyone is a potential terrorist. Don't just be afraid of really bad guys, be afraid of everyone. Be very afraid of the boy next door who mows your lawn or sits your cats. And especially be afraid of men and boys. This is an important part of the project to split the sexes. Make women terrified of all men and boys. Join to the Men Are Pigs project also now in high gear, where every famous man is allegedly groping or raping all the women around him. These two projects are incredibly powerful. But only if you believe them. _ This URL, meaning extracts from Adam Curtis and Hyperabnormalization by Miles Mathis, first published March 16, 2018. The trials were staged to create fear, just like now. Now it is terrorists, back then it was revolutionary anarchists. The governors want you to hate and fear leftists and revolutionaries, since it is the best way to keep you from becoming one. So they control the opposition by creating these fake revolutionary thugs, whom no one could respect or follow. Nixon wasn't paranoid. The CIA did pull Watergate and they were out to get him. You aren't paranoid either. All those things you suspect may be happening really are happening. Your governors really have faked all of recent history and they really do want you to be miserable. From their perspective, everything is going as planned, almost. The very wealthy are doubling their portfolios every other year, and they run the world. They are buying bigger beachfront houses and more Rolls Royces and more polo ponies and filling more offshore accounts. They profit hugely from a fake world but would not prosper in a real one. The counterculture is ineffective because it was created to be ineffective. All these people we thought were radicals were actually CIA and MI6 agents. The banks now run everything via loans. The bankers and industrialists have been running everything from the start. The only question then is, why weren't they as predatory in the past? The apparent answer is, only because they didn't think they could get away with it. They once feared a backlash, but they no longer do. Thanks to the media, they have far greater control over society than they had in the past. Now they can manipulate people in ways they never dreamed of then. This film is part of that control. Via such projects, they think they have infiltrated all opposition and utterly defeated it. Which means they can now do whatever they wish. With no fear of the smallest uprising. There is no real counterculture, no real opposition, no real anything. Everyone has been hired as an extra. They only care about profit for themselves. The markets very efficiently, and illegally, move money to the already rich, which is very inefficient for everyone else. But since everyone else isn't in the accounting, this doesn't matter. Trump coming in and gentrifying Manhattan with his towers for the plutocrats. The decisions made in the 1970s and 80s in New York had nothing to do with markets or efficiency, they had to do with taking the city for the very rich and moving everyone else out. Since the 70s, only the extremely wealthy have mattered, everyone else is collateral damage. The union leaders are and always have been Jewish moles. The radicals and left-wingers who had dreamt of changing America through revolution did nothing. That's because those radicals were fake radicals, planted by the bankers. These people weren't disillusioned in the 1970s, they were paid to stand down. Their cool detachment and individualism was part of the script. Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all the other fake leftists were more Jewish moles. Child actors from the families trained to lead us all astray. So it isn't that no one did anything in the 1970s. Many tried to do something, but the media only reported what these other phonies were doing. The industrialists have planted all these fake leaders, and the real revolutionaries can't see how to get around them, to this day. The governors have very successfully marginalized all opposition, by control of the media, mass drugging, constant psyops, increasing levels of fear, and widespread buy-offs. They don't need to kill or threaten anyone anymore, since they can hire or buy off most revolutionaries. The rest they can just ignore. Al-Assad was always an ally in the theater being produced. All the leaders of the Middle East had been installed by the West many decades ago, including the leaders of Syria, Libya, Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Many or perhaps all of them were and are of Jewish heritage themselves. After Lawrence of Arabia installed Faisal as king of Syria in 1920, pretty much everything else has been manufactured there by the West to benefit themselves, including all the phony wars and suicide bombings. Orwell told us how it was done in 1948, create fake wars and fake enemies to keep military spending high and control the populace. But for some reason people keep thinking 1984 is in the future. Unilateral world domination by one sector, which is the opposite of a balance of power. Who balanced the power of the US/Israel? The Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs? No, all are now owned/managed by the same few families that own/manage the rest of the world, so there is no balance of power like they are talking about. The only talk of a balance of power might be among these families. Do they share power, and if so how? But we know almost nothing of that, countries have been immaterial for a long time. Country outlines are only kept as useful fictions, but countries don't decide anything. The national governments of the world are just Punch and Judy shows, meant to keep your eyes off the real players. What is pursued? Continuous manufactured controversy, via a Hollywood-style delivery of propaganda to all sides. Why? Because fake war is very profitable. With the rise of cinema, these guys finally figured out they didn't have to manufacture real wars. Fictional wars paid just as well, with fewer side effects for all involved. They now have the upside draining the treasuries without the downside real murders that might cause bad karma for someone. Gaddafi came out of England and was our created enemy. But you could say the same thing about Syria, Jordan, China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, and North Korea. They are all created enemies, actors propped up by us. Irrelevant to the structure of the current system? The Africans, the Iranians, the Egyptians, the Russians, the Chinese, the Indians, the Europeans, the Israelis, and the Americans. All the citizens of the world are irrelevant to the current structure of the world, except for the very wealthiest families. The system was created to benefit them and them alone, since only they count. Everyone else is as relevant to the system as a gorilla in Tanzania. That is your true balance of power. We are told the original dream of the Soviet Union had been to create a glorious new world, where the society and people would be transformed. No one ever wished to create a glorious new world, there or anywhere else. What they wished to create is the world we are in now, and they have done that. As far as Russia goes, what these Jewish moles like Marx and Lenin wanted was to drain Russia of all its tangible resources, making their families even more fabulously wealthy than they already were. Which they have done and continue to do. We are then told that the Soviet Union had soon devolved into a hopeless state, where no one had any hope for the future. We are supposed to believe that had something to do with the failure of communism, but of course it had nothing to do with that. The Russians felt hopeless because they had just been raped by the bankers and industrialists for many decades, and they couldn't figure out what to do about it. And the reason they couldn't figure out what to do is that they didn't understand what had happened, or who had done it. Most Russians still think the communists did it, but there never were any communists. The communists were just a papier-mâché front hiding the bankers. Which is why the problem continues. They have got rid of most of the communist actors, but they still have the bankers and other capitalists raping them daily. So nothing has changed but the sets and the backdrops. We in the West are supposed to think it can only happen to those stupid Russians, or those stupid Chinese, while we witness it happening here as well. Under Trump, do we have more hope for the future? Not much. A large percent of our population is on antidepressants, just like in Russia or Eastern Europe. We are the same type of stupid children, watching people lie to us on TV day by day, and tuning in tomorrow for the next lies. People can easily imagine a better world. It isn't hard to do. What they can't see is how to start the revolution. They can't, because they have been so thoroughly mice-ducked about who the rulers are. When they talk about such things, they mention the president, or Congress, which is what they have been hypnotized to do. But the president and Congress are just actors. You might as well attack Hollywood. Even if 100 million people marched on DC, the real rulers could ignore it, because they aren't there. There is no fortress to attack. Even the Pentagon generals are false targets, you could arrest all of them and it wouldn't make any difference. The old methods of warfare are useless, you see. We know Hitler and the Nazis were actually cloaked Jews. We realize our own governors are spending our tax dollars to create these massive fictions, lying to us so that they can spend more tax dollars, for nothing. All of us are going to work every day and paying enormous taxes, to subsidize worldwide theater and a military-industrial complex that is nothing but a mirage. A very large part of our economy is a fetid mist. Those running the world don't want you to realize there are any alternatives. They want to keep you corralled in this little pen, where communism and capitalism are the only choices. This makes it easier for them, because they can then keep the dialogue limited and bilateral. Their ruling rich class only risks are being held accountable for their crimes, and they must keep society stable, read asleep, to make sure they never are held accountable. That is how they see their roles as governors, which means their future really is dark and frightening, despite all their yachts and polo ponies. They can never sleep well, since they have to sleep surrounded by a constant guard. They can never look in the mirror with any sense of ease, since a liar will always be peering back at them. And they must live in a constant fear of death, because the one judge they cannot bribe or drug is waiting for them. You and I, supposing you are honest, don't have those problems. We don't fear the mirror or the future or even death, because we know we have done our best. Yes, we have made mistakes, but we have not screwed over the entire world for personal profit. The real threat is the same as it has always been, the wealthy robbing you blind with these fake projects. The computers are just a way for them to redirect your gaze in one more way. They want you talking about aliens or computers or the President or Congress or Russia or Libya or Syria or North Korea. Anything to keep you off the truth. 90% of the world now believes 9/11 was a false flag. And I don't mean 90% of the Third World. I mean 90% of the Western world. Very few real people in the US, UK, France, Germany, Austria, Sweden, Norway, Italy, or Australia believe the mainstream story of 9/11. The journalists have circled the wagons, supporting each other, but no one else is buying it. A lot of us caught on due to 9/11. We know they lie because of 9/11. It looks to me like the rulers are in a real jam, since it is hard to see how they will continue to sell their fake projects in the future. Without belief in the military projects, the art projects, and the science projects, how do you justify continuing to tax us for them? I have said before that CIA should not have loaned DHS their media tools, since DHS has broken the tools inexorably. DHS has flubbed so many major projects. All belief in the governors is gone. People aren't watching the news, aren't reading newspapers, aren't buying magazines, and aren't biting on the propaganda. They simply aren't believing the lies. This isn't 1938 and people are no longer that naive. They are still just as stupid in many ways, but they are too technically savvy to fall for another War of the Worlds trick.